ANC Youth League leader Colin Malatsi spoke at the Youth League's rally on Sunday and campaigned for the governing party, also highlighting its shortcomings.
People are going around lying, saying that the past 30 years, the African National Congress has done nothing. The African National Congress has built schools where there were no schools. It has built houses where there were no houses. It has put water where there was no water. It has built universities where there were no universities. It is only the African National Congress that pays you for being born, pays you for living, pays you to go to school, pays you to go to primary, pays you to go to high school, pays you to go to university. When you are done, gives an internship and pays your family, builds your mother an RTP house, gives your mother electricity, gives your mother water, gives your pregnant sister free medical care. Now, it can't be true that the African National Congress has done nothing in the past 8 years. But we are saying more must be done. We've told the president of the ANC that he must declare the unemployment of youth in this country a disaster. Because all of these efforts that the ANC has done, if there's high level of unemployment of the youth, all the achievements will be reversed. It can't be right that majority of young people are on the streets unemployed in South Africa, when we have majority of minerals are based here in our country. All the minerals that are used by different countries to develop their economies, they take them from here. Now, we've told the president that we want export quotas, because we're not a youth league that just complains. We're a youth league that has got solutions. We're saying that not more than 70% of raw materials must be exported. These raw materials must remain here in the country to revive the secondary industries and tertiary industries. The reindustrialization program of the ANC will only happen when the raw materials of the country are utilized to create employment for the youth. It can't be right that the youth of South Africa remain unemployed when they've got so many minerals that can resolve their problems. Our minerals of South Africa must resolve our socio-economic problems faced by the youth. We've told the president that it is not right that a Europe that has no raw materials but survives on our raw materials. We're saying that if the Americans want to put sanctions on us, so be it, because we must put South African first.
He was speaking at Alexandra Stadium in Johannesburg. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.